is the only art
it's
that exists.
It's very much like a okay. B culture type thing.
Street art?
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like kind of like a subculture.
For me, it's like it's everything. It's the actual culture that people consume all the time, just a lesser version. It's always whittled down. They come to the street artist and steal this look, all of this stuff. They'll take it, and then they bring it to Hot Topic or whatever the store
or the
is.
The galleries.
I can't
yeah, they
remember
bring it to the galleries. The people who went to art school.
Uh-huh. Do you remember, Sin? Do you remember who stole, like, there was like... some kind of chain that stole some street art from an artist from Miami.
So I'm doing this event called this What Is Art event, and I just
let me go. I'm gonna have to go.
I just started the event because this whole all this Trump stuff is driving me nuts, and I feel like why aren't the artists getting together and communicate? Why isn't there a million artist march or something? There's a science march. There's all you know. I don't know. Maybe that's crazy, but
there's so many different subcultures and subcategories of artists.
Right.
It's like
a lot of division.
I think it'd be hard to bring a bunch of black artists together like that. Maybe, you know, specific art events, there's definitely things where a lot of artists come together for different things, you know.
It's worth a try.
We did an event, you know, about a month ago, and it was like a event about peace, I guess you could say. And I don't know, it was like the whole community was a part of it. It was the, what was the name of the show?
The
Best Coast Art Show.
Yeah. I saw that on your Instagram, and I'm from Chicago, but I live in Astoria now, and it's a real hell for me.
What part of Chicago are you from?
I was from the South Side.
Okay.
Do I like Astoria? Well, sure, if I'm vacationing,
right.
And I'm an old person retiring. I'm from Chicago, and people here, I got to get this rant off my chest, because people are thinking, I live in Portland or Seattle, I'm from San Francisco. Well, you smash those fucking things together. And you've got half of Chicago.
Yeah.
And Chicago has a neighborhood like 30,000 people in its Puerto Rican neighborhood with a big Puerto Rican iron flag over
Humboldt.
It. And 30,000 gay people in a gay neighborhood. It's culture and it's on. And you got to go in there and respect that culture. It's like going into a different world.
I've been to Chicago.
You're
up there.
Yeah, I moved here from Chicago.
The Danzig, I got to Yeah, man, I mean, you know the deal.
Yeah. And it's like traveling back in time. I thought.
Really?
Actually.
Well, you're right about the Midwest. What about what?
Well, just because Chicago is such a big city. Portland's getting there now, where it definitely has that seedier element, I think. But for the longest time, it was just like, I felt like a backdrop, kind of a city. Not like a real city. But
I don't know. I feel like
city.
Stepping back in time, I never thought of it that way. That's something I have to think about more. I don't know. I miss it. I don't miss the violence because I've seen like 2,000 shootouts.
That sucked. Yeah, that's why. That's one of the prime things that drove me out of there. Because I definitely saw my life expectancy.
But I miss the beautiful culture and the people and the artwork and working class meals that aren't called tourist meals. Like not a $20 burrito, but $3.
Yeah.
You know, it fed me all fucking day.
Hot dogs. Or like, you get like three hot dogs for $5 of fries.
Yeah. Oh, man, I miss it so much. All that kind of stuff. Mm. So, you keep the masks on because you're painting too, right?
Yeah.
Here, I'm going to put her away.
Yeah, no, that's
so great. I'm getting on the horn with OSHA because I wasn't offered a mask. I'm joking.
Troma was here like 2 years ago. Troma.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Troma came here. They're doing a documentary about artists who have been inspired by Troma. And I was as a child growing up, I watched Toxic Avenger and a bunch of other really bad horror movies. And they wanted to interview me, and they interviewed me for this documentary about people who have gone and watched their stuff and been inspired and done different things like practical effects and makeup, and, horror, and the sense of humor that Troma carries as well.
Let me start this recording. Let me ask you right off the bat. I asked this question, what is art? Is that the silliest question you've heard?
What is art?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, people can say, like, doing performance or someone sitting up on stage partying could be art. I mean, you can say anything's pretty much art if you just put a label on it. It just really depends on what kind of subcategory you're in. Some of it I think is garbage, and then some of it I really like. You know, I've gone to galleries, and I've seen classical painters' art. I've seen, like, Andy Warhol and Chuck Close, and artists like that. And then I've seen stuff that, paintings that are just like a brown canvas with a orange line, and it's $1 million. I think that's bullshit.
What's the difference? You do street art. What would you say you do is? There's so many terms for tagging.
No, I wouldn't say I don't do that. I mean, I'm a street artist or a sticker artist, stencil artist, printmaker. Because I silk screen, I do stenciling, block printing, illustrator, designer. I mean, there's all these different labels. You could kind of multimedia artist, because I also DJ as well, besides, making art.
Can you introduce yourself real quick?
I'm Scam.
Love it. Does the artist have an obligation?
I mean, that depends on what the artist is doing. I know some artists who their whole thing was they created a world where everyone eats beaks and poops them. They were pooping beaks. That was their world. My art is like, people have called it political horror. That's the term I've heard, because I do political subject matter, and then I do like horror movie, zombies, the undead, or other kind of witty, clever things, I guess you could say.
Does art have an obligation? I said, does the artist have an obligation? And you told me about what you do, but does art have an obligation?
I mean, for every artist, it has a different obligation. Like, someone just wanted to make a funny world about somebody pooping beaks, and mine's I feel like if I can reach some people, like an audience about money, my ideas about money or politics, gentrification or whatever you want to call it, that is my obligation, I guess, to inspire other people. People tell me that I get messages, like private messages from people quite often online. They're just like, hey, I love what you're doing. You're always putting stuff out. You're always working on something. It's inspiring. It's inspired me to do things, and I've had other artists tell me that. And I think that's really rewarding as an artist, because I'm from North Dakota, a small town in North Dakota. I grew up. I was an artist there. There is no art scene there. It's all like what I call like dentist art, where it's like ducking geese on a wall that you'd see in like a dental office.
Should the artist be worried about their expression in this political climate?
Yeah, I mean...
If you could repeat the question ever, that would be great. Sometimes, if you ever can... I forgot to tell you that, okay. Or ask you that. But if you ever hear something and you can repeat the question, it would help.
What was your question again?
Should the artist be worried in these times? Like, should the artist be worried, period, of their expression? How about that?
Should the artist be worried about their expression? Of course, yeah, definitely. I mean, now that we have, Trump in office, it's definitely, you see a lot more hate groups coming out, and those hate groups are coming after certain organizations and people. They shut down a parade here in Portland that was supposed to happen, a family parade. These alt-right groups were going to come in and protest and shut down the parade. So the parade's like, okay, we're not even going to do it. And this is like the 7th or 8th year, I think, that they've done the parade. And now they're not doing it at all. And now the alt-right people are going to gather anyway and be fucking dicks.
I'm going to stop for a second.
I don't know if you heard that or not.
I did. The whole fucking, like I said, the whole thing's causing me trauma attacks. No, dude, I put out really fucked up stuff over my days, like obscene books, stuff that the government's gone after. I'm affiliated. I inspired and helped start the Satanic Temple.
That's awesome.
So when they're putting statues up
and stuff like that.
I was a friend to Anton LaVey. So
oh,
when the Christian conservatives take over and they're basically saying, we're crusaders.
Worried. Yeah, I'm definitely worried with some of the stuff that I put out.
I want to ask you, I was going to ask you these questions too, so can I film you right now?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, but just to tell you, like, I'm really freaking out because of the stuff I've done.
Like there may be, the modern-day witch hunt, where they do go after the dark artist as, like, the so-called villain. It happens all the time.
Can you introduce yourself?
I go by Sin Canvas.
A dark artist to some.
Yeah, yeah, to some.
Sin to me is fun.
Exactly. And it's really misunderstood.
What is defined as sin is fun. But so I asked, and if you can repeat the question ever, that would be great. If you can think of doing it. It helps out with the editing. What is art? And is the question, what is art? Is that a silly question?
I look at art as a graceful way to kind of go through time. Just something that just has come natural to me, so it's really hard to kind of dissect it. I'm constantly learning and growing each day, so I don't know. It's a tough one. It is a silly question. Yeah, it's a silly, but it's like it's such a deep question. Yeah, I don't know.
Does artwork have an obligation?
I think it does. Us as street artists have definitely a young crowd that like looks up to us, and I think we have a lot more power than we actually know. So I think we do have, you know, sort of a responsibility to the message that we put out. We have a lot of power underneath our fingertips.
Is the art? Is the art different than the artist? Because I say, does the art have an obligation, or does the artist have an obligation? And what is the artist obligation? I see them as two different things sometimes. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, it all depends on the artist's motivation, too, because that will definitely mold the person's art and how it's actually perceived by their public. So it depends on the artist.
Should artists be worried about their expression at all, ever? But especially in these times.
Especially now in these times. With Trump being in office, I think there is a whole subculture that has a new voice. Hateful, not even a subculture, I'm sorry, just the, how would you categorize? Just the norm?
Normalizing racism.
Yeah. Depending on the art I think they're putting out, the artists I think should be afraid. I think there's a lot of fear going on lately, so it's kind of making some subcultures become more targeted, I think, as of late, with some conservatives being in power.
Wouldn't the idea then be that we stick together and you know, like...
Oh, right, that would be ideal. But that would also be, you know, that's too much common sense that normal humans don't have.
But are artists normal humans?
No, not at all.
So why aren't we able to come together at all? So why aren't we able to come together on this stuff?
There's a lot of division, I feel, especially with, like, this community. You have your painters and then you have your street artists. And pretty much like the same thing, but treated completely different. Kind of scan tomorrow. Give this one.
What's the question?
Why can't the artists? Why can't artists? You know, we're talking about artists. Are they normal? Normal people? Are they people like other people? Are they a person like other people? But why can't they come together at all? It's a very individual thing. I always think, and it's like. Like you're taught, or the idea is like, well, you got to express yourself. It's got to be about you. It's got to be about you and what you feel. And then you got to be worried about how you feel now. And then it's because it's about me, it can't be about we, even though I think you can do both myself. And I wonder why artists can't get together, because I feel art is the most powerful force we have. A nonviolent action, and I think that's all we have. If we play violently, we play their game. You know, so I think art's that creative mind is the only thing we have to push back.
I think the reason why you don't get so many street artists together is because it is a culture where people try to keep their identity secret, you know. Police or authority figures would come after individuals if it was easy. You know, it's almost kind of like the tree, the metaphor where it's like, the closest apple to the bottom of the tree is going to be the first apple picked. And, you know, you don't want to be that individual at the bottom to be picked, because they're going to go after the ones that are easy first.
Yeah, that was depressing.
Sorry, I didn't want to bring you guys up.
This whole thing, I was trying to figure out, I did this because I'm so in shock about everything, and then it's like, I talked to this lady, Dr. Phyllis Yes. She's like 70 years old, and she was an art teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to ask you questions before I sit, but she said basically some of the stuff you guys, do you mind if I interview you?
No, not at all.
Oh, great.
She would prefer it.
I'm going to ask you to introduce yourself, like your name or your title, and then I'll ask you some questions. And if I ask you, what?
Where do I look?
Just you can look at me. I guess there's this little hole there. Look into the little glory hole there. And if you could ever, if you think about it, to repeat the question, because it helps with editing. But that's the only kind of idea. So you, who are you? And then we'll go.
Hi, I go by Kitska, or Hello Kitska.
So I ask the question usually, what is art? So I'm going to ask before that, though, is that a silly question?
I don't think so at all. I mean, it varies, though, from person to person. That's the thing, is, you know, art is not something that can be just defined by one answer. It's just, it's all-encompassing, you know? It's one of those beautiful things that just has everything in it. You know what I mean? So, I don't think it's a silly question at all. And art to me is life. It's, you know, everywhere we look, everywhere we breathe, everywhere we walk. I mean, everything around us was designed at one point in time by an artist. You know, whether it's a chair or it's a street plan or... Well, you don't... No one really thinks about that, though. You know, everything had to be a visual drawing first before it be manifested into something else, like a house or a city plan. So art is even more than what people believe it to be, and they kind of just don't really think about it.
I think about that, and I say that often. Exactly. Everything, we built this society. Yeah, that's what the creative class, Trump's ruling class thing is about. And that was before Trump came around.
Yeah.
And I'm like, everything around us starts with artwork, starts with a creative mind. Mm-hmm. The person who invented the truck, you know, like he's thinking, how can I make a car hold some logs or whatever?
Right.
But it all starts with that, looking at something differently.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And recreating it, right?
And that's what ours too. We look at things very differently.
Creating and destroying.
Yeah. So, oh God, the fucking fumes are getting to me. I blame the fumes. I got something to blame. I'm joking, but maybe I'm not. Does art? I see artwork and the artist separately. If you don't, that's fine. But does the artist have an obligation?
I guess yes and no. I would say more so an obligation to themselves, because they need, you know, art. For me, is a form of therapy. It's a form of expressing what's going on in here that I can't exactly express in words, so it visually comes out. So an obligation to myself to get myself out there and connect with people heart to heart. That's what my artwork is really all about, is connecting to others and making others feel and kind of getting a response from them that way. So it's an obligation to myself to make myself get out there and really connect with the human race. And, you know,
That's great.
Okay.
It's hard with the masks on to see, you know, like a lot of times when I film, I can see a visual twitch when people
right
are
here.
Done.
Oh,
no, just anything. People all have their own thing. They're like, and they're done. Then they'll start doing this all the time. If they're done with the question, they'll play with their ear.
Yeah.
So I got, but it's hard to tell when you guys are done with stuff.
Funny.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Can we say it over?
Done.
Should the artist be worried about their expression, period, but especially in these times, maybe?
I wouldn't say worried, but I would say cautious. Of, you know, who our master overlord is at the moment. You know, things just seem kind of a little bit more tense, you know, in the world, everywhere. Everyone, the whole world feels just kind of like this vibration of, you know, anxiety, and it's terrible, but I don't think that we should be so scared or worried that we stop doing what we're doing. I think, if anything, we should go out more and put ourselves out there more, because people need it.
Yeah.
You know, people need that visual, like, reassurance that, you know, this isn't going to be forever. And we're going to be okay, and there's still those creative human beings out there expressing themselves and reaching out to you saying, it's going to be okay, we promise.
I keep saying to myself, Bernie Sanders stayed alive for 8 years.
Please, I know.
Fucking God.
I've
never been a religious person until Bernie Sanders came along. And I really try hard to hate that guy somehow. And I find myself really liking him for the most part, even though I did not agree with his recent comments about Ann Coulter and the free speech stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, everyone just sit down and listen to her, let her talk. And I'm like, no, free speech doesn't work like that. There's it's not a one-sided conversation.
No.
You know, sometimes there's another
all
side
right.
And it's louder.
Yeah.
I don't think people should smash windows out at the thing either, because just for their own safety. I don't have a love for windows or anything. But I just don't think it's safe to go against such a brutal regime. You know, cops,
yeah.
I don't think it's a good, you know.
No.
I just think, like I've said, violence plays into their game or whatever. Yeah,
violence doesn't really solve a lot of...
It's doing exactly what they do. It's like punching
right.
the fascists, punching Nazis. I'm like, that's what they fucking do.
That's what they want. I mean, they want to show
yeah.
the one
right.
side is angry and violent.
Uh-huh.
Just, you know, why would anyone side with these people?
Yeah.
They're bad people because they punch Nazis in the face, even though that guy...
I agree. I'm going to turn this off for a second, the video part of it, so I can think about what we're talking about and get high.
You smoke weed?
I do.
Oh, I was
just
rolling.
I was just I haven't in a while, a couple weeks at least.
Yeah,
but
we smoke weed.
Yeah, we
I just I'm getting high off the fumes. To be honest with you.
You could put a mask on if you want.
I might take you up on
yeah.
that because I don't necessarily appreciate the illegal the chemicals. I'll take that on that. I make sculpture and I work with toxic stuff all the time, mold making equipment, and I work with a two-part epoxy resin, so
we try to get the fan going and stuff like that too.
I'm not against this stuff, but it's just
yeah.
you sort of do have to be, you know why I wear glasses? It's because I started to work with a two-part epoxy resin. I used steel wool to buff it out.
Yeah.
Mm.
And I'd keep wiping steel wool off my face.
Oh,
and I scratched
God.
Up my retinas really good.
Mm.
Oh,
I wasn't
no.
thinking straight. Like,
right.
I was just doing this. I fell into this. This is great. Next thing I know, I'm blind.
Oh, God.
Boy, this is just a straight-up honor, man. I'm such a big fan.
Thanks, man. We
I go around Portland and take... I've been for years taking pictures of your stuff.
Yeah.
Just so in love with it.
Been doing it for a long time and stuff, you know. And I've just always... tried to stay consistent and just kept going and pushing myself.
Back in my day, I remember when Shepherd Fairey would send us stickers.
He'd
come into town and we'd hang out and he'd put stickers
up.
I met
him before.
Yeah.
I met him before.
I was part of the zine movement a while ago, you know, like, so to see your stuff reminds me a lot because you're so prolific and always out, you know, it's hard to go to a part of town and not see a piece of your
yeah.
stuff somewhere.
Thanks.
Fuck, dude, it's just,
it's because of my day job and being going, I don't want to talk about that on.
I wouldn't have, yeah. Don't, yeah. I get it, but it's good that you're so prolific, you know. It makes me very happy to see you all the time.
Makes other people not so happy.
Yeah.
So, what? Tell me.
Like jealous, hater, rage?
Yeah, people
yeah.
hate they don't like,
out there.
Some people don't like my message. Some people don't like my art.
Artists, you mean? Or
yeah.
graffiti writers,
we're talking
people, concerned citizens, religious people.
Yeah.
I get
yeah,
them. The artists are what would freak me out. Like,
yeah, there's a lot of artists.
Yep.
Yeah. Unfortunately, there's just people like that sometimes, and it's nothing you can do about it.
Once you get to a certain level, it just comes with it.
Yeah.
You know, there's
I
just
know.
All of that. Balance.
Well, there's always going to be people criticizing and not liking what you're doing or thinking you sold out or whatever, you know. That just happens. It doesn't really bother me. Just because I've been doing this for so long.
How long?
Scam, I started in 2005 in North Dakota when I was, but it was different, you know. I started doing political stencils, and my first couple political stencils were Hillary Clinton, Bush, and Bill O'Reilly, and Mitt Romney. Or not Mitt Romney, Rudy Giuliani. I fucking hated that guy. Fucking piece of
I've never liked a politician, and I used to hate people who voted really hard. Like, if you just participated in the system, I was fucking pissed off.
Yeah.
I've gotten old though, and somehow I started getting talked into like a lot of old elders that I really love.
Yeah.
And they're really respected artists. I remember, you know, I'd hang out with like, I mean, I got jumped in to a lot of this stuff through White Panthers,
yeah,
which were the offshoot of the Black Panthers. Mm. So these guys were dragging me along, kicking this ground. I go, I got no respect for you. Like, what? You know what we did? I go, not enough. We're still fucked. You know, and they're like, so I hated them. But believe me, they're like, they spent a lot of time with me. I was a really angry person. I still am, but I was really angry.
I think we all are a little angry.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, that's probably why I'm so attracted to your artwork. You know, there's a, you know.
There's a ferocity to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, right? Yeah.
And a grit.
It's a beautiful
grit that only Scam has.
I like making things, like, not perfect.
I remember, like, when I first started noticing his stuff, it's like just, it's awesome. It's captivating. Some of the nicest stickers out there. Just the content, too. I love the content. And the style. So
I'm going to wait to smoke until I'm done interviewing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no worries.
Well, dude, I used to smoke so much weed, it wasn't funny. You know, now that it's become legal, I found it's not as fun. It's legal, so I'm like, yeah, I can just go get it. So I sort of tapered off.
This is a stencil method created by an artist named Teacher down in L.A., where it's done with a grid, and you glue this onto a piece of paper that you cut out. So you say you get a flat piece of wood, and you get a printout of whatever you want to cut out, like essentially what I cut out here. And I flip the piece of paper over and I spray paint it black on one side, let it dry, and then I get spray adhesive and I lightly coat it on the wood, and then I stick this on there, cut
That's
it all
amazing.
Out. And then glue down all the excess pieces. Like I put this mesh on top of it, glue it down, and then you just use a heat gun on it and the thing all pulls off in one piece. So any illustration that you create, you can turn it into a stencil now.
Amazing.
I gotta tell you, we're recording and all. So I just wanna interrupt you, but you know, I've followed all this stuff on Instagram. I've seen you make them. Put a lot of time into those, a lot of hours, like what, 80 hours?
This was 200 hours.
200, that's right.
And like close to, I'd say.
How long did it take?
It took longer to glue it down than it did to cut it out.
How many hours?
This was about 200 hours. And it's a collaboration between myself and this artist named Omniker here in town here in Portland. And I cut it out and can just mass produce it. Now I can spray it, do different color combinations. And we have all different kinds of like paper and spray paint here and stencils to do patterns and everything. So it's a nice day like this, we just kind of sit together in the studio and make a bunch of posters.
You know, when you told me we were meeting, you're like, it's a nice day, we can meet at the studio. I'm like, in the backyard, like I didn't understand why. Now I get it. But I did not understand.
Yeah,
why.
We turned this into an art studio, and I pull out a bunch of these boards and look at this weird paper.
Strange.
Look at how it has these lines in it. See that?
Yeah.
And so when I sprayed it, it gave this weird effect to it already. That's that roll right there. That stuff, that small one right there.
That stuff right here.
Yeah, that's that stuff. I've never repasted this stuff before, so we'll see how this works when we go out tomorrow night.
I think that's what I used when,
this stuff?
Yeah.
Hey, look at it, it's got weird lines in it.
Oh yeah, this is stuff I used to make my giant ladies.
Oh. I've done 17 posters today.
So, oh my gosh.
So we're gonna go out tomorrow night. I got some spots around town that I have in mind that we're gonna go to.
Artists from Australia is gonna be here tomorrow. So a bunch of us are gonna take him out on the town and kind of show him.
His name is Tenet. He actually does like military figures with like quotes of like powerful women next to him.
Historical figures.
Mm-hmm.
He's a historical artist.
Historical.
That's what he calls himself.
Yeah.
He says he's a historical artist?
Yeah, they're all like historical figures that he uses.
Yeah. Really cool.
Large
pictures.
Scale. So there was an artist in town here who did Save Portland from Hell. It was a satire joke project. And I did a collaboration with them where I did Send Portland to Hell. I'll spray it here. I just gotta line it up right.
How long did it take to cut that stencil?
This was pretty quick. This one was pretty easy to do. I'd say this one probably only took maybe like 20 hours.
It was pretty easy. Really happy one.
I don't have to spend an incredible amount of time cutting something out. But a lot of my stuff's pretty detailed, so I don't want to lose the detail on them.
How many stencils or how many hours have you put into making stencils?
Hundreds. I used to cut out a stencil
hundreds
a day.
Of stencils?
Oh yeah, I have hundreds of stencils. Check this out. Come over here.
So thousands of hours.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a lot.
It's amazing. This is an alphabetized, basically stencil cabinet. These are all stencils I cut out.
Oh my god.
Sometimes there's more than one stencil inside here. they're labeled and everything.
Yeah, awesome.
I stopped doing this probably like 2010. But
when archiving them?
Like this, yeah. I just started getting so many of them I couldn't, and they weren't the same size or bigger. These ones are more like 8.5 by 11. And then I just started doing larger stuff. And the biggest stencil piece I've done is 10 feet by 6 feet. Somebody's texting me right now. It's actually Save Portland from Hell.
Holy shit. That is so funny.
Was the deer?
No.
What is that?
This is like a Cthulhu chick. The screen's really clogged.
Can't even tell what's going on.
Yeah. It's really
muffled. It looks cool though. So this is a two-color. This one's gonna be a two-color stencil. I already sprayed the background red, and then this is the black layer. Thanks. Neat. One lined up really nice. Sometimes, like to get them lined up, you have to have like registration marks for multiple layers. And sometimes I just eyeball it. And that's an eyeball.
Basically, like in how I store these, I store them on the floor with these sheets of cardboard. Sheets and flat. Oh no.
Oh, this is really.
What's that?
This is gonna go up nice.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Paper is.
Yeah, it's that. It's that. It's like a newsprint.
Yeah, it's like a newsprint.
Yeah.
I think I've got like one more question for you.
Oh yeah, okay, whatever.
Since we're all talking. I guess I'm going to ask the same question of all of you. I just ask that you repeat it, I guess, if you feel like it. And I would just ask it. Sometimes I separate people and ask them the same question. I'll just ask.
Do you want to ask it as a group?
Well, I can just ask y'all separately.
Okay.
You just, but someone will go first. What is dangerous art?
What is dangerous art?
Is there such thing as dangerous?
I think so. I think that it's anything that would offend like regular people. I don't know if you get my meaning, but those who are just kind of really wound up tight and, you know, have these very conservative opinions of things. And so, I mean, anytime you put nudity out in public art, it's defaced almost immediately. You know, it's all covered up. Anything that has to do with politics too, that's usually the first to go. I found where I've put a sticker next to his, and my sticker is untouched, but his is like shredded. Because his is a lot more political. Mine's
scams?
Yeah, scam stickers, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, even the same with posters too. Like, I had a poster next to his, and his gets defaced, and mine isn't really touched. So I think that, you know, his political opinion offends a lot of people, and you know, that's why they kind of just go after him. And mine, I guess, would be considered a little bit more pretty and feminine and all of that, but it's still very deeply connected to a lot of dark things inside my head. So it's just less offensive, I guess, in its appearance, but the message could be exactly the same, just wearing a different suit. So.
Sin, I'm asking you the same question. Is there such thing as dangerous art?
I think dangerous art is art that's inspiring. I personally don't think that that's dangerous, but I could see how secular society would find that to be very dangerous. So inspiring art.
Stan?
What's the question
again? Thing is dangerous art.
I don't think there's such thing as dangerous art. I think there's dangerous propaganda. That's what I think.
Dangerous propaganda?
Dangerous propaganda. Art uses propaganda in the wrong ways to lie or enforce negative things that oppress other people.
What are art used for propaganda?
Yeah, say
and that's dangerous art, you said?
Well, right now there's that Pepe the Frog meme that the Nazis have like taken over now. It's Nazis on like different forms on the internet have now used it as like their mascot or the alt-right. That's like something that was like innocent art that became, you know, twisted and mutated into this terrible thing that was never intended to be for. So, you know, that oppresses other people. But, you know, the alt-right has, like, come to more mainstream because of Trump's presidency, which is disgusting because people should not act that way. They're acting like childish 13-year-old fucking dickheads.
So eloquent.
Just simplified it
That's
a little
my
bit.
Man.